Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If I sound a little different this morning, it is because I am broadcasting live from Medellin, Colombia, in South America this morning. It was a long day of travel. Of course, there were lots of delays with the airplanes and multiple flights. And finally, last night at about, about 11 o'clock, I landed here in Colombia. So that was midnight Richmond time. So it's been a rough night getting into the hotel here. But I'm here covering the flower festival that happens annually here in Medellin, which is supposed to be just an amazing visual sight, all the different types of flowers that grow here in South America. They harvest them, they bring them to Medellin, and for many, many, many centuries, they have had different versions of this flower festival, which will unfold this weekend into next week. So this weekend, if you have time, go to the John Reed Show Facebook page, and hopefully it'll be pretty interesting with all the stuff I'll be doing here in Colombia and able to share that. And on a Monday, that's the big day. It's a holiday here in Medellin, and the flower festival will be going in full force. And I hope to report to you that it's just one of the biggest, greatest spectacles I've ever seen. I really think it could be pretty amazing. There are amazing things happening back home, though, and my friend Dave Saunders with Madison and Main PR firm is with us this morning. We may have a little rivalry going here about who has the biggest festival this weekend and the more spectacular festival. Dave, what's on your list? Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. And I have been to Medellin, Colombia. I have not been to the Flower Festival, but my best friend lives down there, and it is an amazing country. I am envious because that is like the one big festival I've always wanted to go to. Richmond is no slouch either. There's a lot of great stuff happening this weekend. Number one event this weekend is today, my daughter's birthday, Hattie Saunders.
Hey, great.
We're going to celebrate.
Well, happy birthday.
I will tell her we are celebrating the fact that despite being on the 6-year plan at JMU, she has a job. She is a music teacher now in Charlottesville, so I'm going to make her pick up the tab on her birthday. Tonight at the National, we have a nationally known comedian who started her own Netflix series, Maria Bamford. Tonight at 8 o'clock, doors open at 7. This is a great comic. She's done all the late night shows, but she's also starred in her own autobiographical Netflix series called Lady Dynamite. She's a comedian who in real life suffered a nervous breakdown, and she makes fun of it, and she makes fun of herself, and the comedy is actually very, very good and very, very clever. I highly recommend that show. They don't have too many comedians at the National. It's not live music, but she is guaranteed to bring a lot of laughter to the National tonight.
And you're allowed to laugh. That's interesting.
Yes.
Because most of the time, those kinds of jokes, you're biting your lip thinking, am I allowed to actually smile? So
she has a very self-effacing style, and she faces the bipolar issue right up front, and it's a lot of fun. It is not only this weekend, but it is race week, my friend, here in Richmond. So everything going on out at the track. They've got the Camping World Truck Race Saturday and then the Federated Auto Parts 400 on Sunday. It is a big weekend in Richmond. Tickets there, you can get them as low as $25 out at the track. But here's the thing, John. I really want to appeal to people that are not NASCAR fans. It doesn't matter if you want to watch cars going left, 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 left for 3 hours. The big show is in the parking lot. People tailgate there on a whole other level. So I would just say, get in the car, go out, pay for the parking, and go tailgating. Even if you're not involved in NASCAR, there's nothing like it in Richmond.
Yeah, these are really affordable prices too. And I think it is a cultural thing. I mean, you may not become a NASCAR fan who goes to Charlotte and goes to all the other racetracks, but to say that you've been to the NASCAR races in Richmond is just kind of one of those life experiences that I think you should probably have, just so you can reference it with the thousands of people who are real fans.
Absolutely. The Saturday night under the lights and Sunday race starts at 3 o'clock. RichmondRaceway.com, check it out. Always a big time, twice a year out there, spring and fall at the track. I got another one on Saturday, which is kind of an afternoon to evening thing. A little bit of a drive. Don't want to forget our friends down in the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula. Confederate Railroad will be in concert at Wind Vineyards down at Tappahannock. Now, this starts 2 o'clock. I know the weather is looking good. I think it's like a high of 80. And then the temp drops to about 70 by the time you're going to hear, "I like my women just a little on the trashy side." So, yes, those are the guys that sang that. And I have a feeling, I've never been to Wind Vineyard, but they might be surrounded by a lot of dyed hair. But they've got musical acts all day starting at 2 o'clock, and that'll be a great one if you're down and around that area. If you're closer to home, and you do like odd, strange, bizarre, all around just wacky stuff, the convention center hosts the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. I made it out there a couple of years ago before COVID. Now, this is just a weird, wacky exhibit. It goes all day, 10 to 6. Go early and do shopping for your Halloween costume. Let me ask you about this,
because if I were back at home, this was one of the things that I saw on Facebook that I was interested in. What is it? Is it kind of goth, or is it steampunk themed? Or I couldn't really tell whether it was a traveling carnival or what it was.
You know, you've just described it in your question, John. It is all of the above. Okay. It is odd, weird. You know, there's more than 100 different exhibitors and vendors out there. And if you're and you go with the expectation that you're just going to see new stuff and weird, creepy clothing, odd jewelry, old medical devices from like 100 years ago. And a collection of skulls, bones, taxidermy.
Can you take kids to this, or is it kind of a weird, kinky type thing, you think?
I don't think there's weird kinky there. Kids 12 and under are free, but again, it's not the kind of thing I would take the little ones to. I think most of the crowd there is going to be young to middle-aged kind of crowd there, but it's an odd thing to see. And if nothing else, it's $10 to walk through it, and there are a lot of things to see. I think you get your money's worth just by walking through the convention center on Saturday.
All right. Well, their marketing online is really interesting. It catches your eye with all the taxidermy, and that's very bizarre. So that the Oddities Expo in downtown Richmond, that one's pretty cool. And then I used to go to the Watermelon Festival every year. I'm sorry I'm going to miss it this year.
Well, that's okay. I don't think they're going to miss you, because they're going to have about 120,000 people walking down Cary Street. The festival is in its 40th year, took a hiatus during COVID, but that is the biggest one-day festival now in the Commonwealth. It's Sunday, 10 to 6. It starts at the entrance of Carytown, up near the new Publix, and goes all the way down to the Bird Theater. The entire street is closed off. You want to get there early to find parking. You're probably going to have to walk a few blocks, but they've got 3,000 watermelons waiting for you, and they've got exhibitors, music, all kinds of things. And like I said, it's the largest one-day festival in Virginia. That is a family-friendly event. You want to take the kids out to that one. They've got an enormously big kids area, and that is the family-friendly event of the weekend.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, I know a lot of our audience will be excited about returning to these festivals since they're coming back after COVID. And real quick, so that I don't look like a country rube who's an idiot down here, I've been saying Medellin, like a Y, Medellin, Colombia. But you and a couple of other people have pronounced it differently. So what are you saying?
So remember one time you corrected me on Bowie versus Bowie, Maryland? I will correct on Medellin with a J, Colombia. I learned that about an hour after I got off a flight. My the double L in Medellin, like we would say it, is Medellin. So there you go.
You can pretend
you're a local. When you're out at the flower,
you may have just saved me. You may have saved me great embarrassment, looking like an ugly American down here. Listen, David Saunders with Madison and Maine. I always appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. Happy birthday to your daughter. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Enjoy your visit.